The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Rolling down Highway 95.
Joe Piscopo live on the radio, live as live can be. It's the way it should be, baby. 7:06 on AM 970, The Answer, flagship station for all of Salem media. Streaming worldwide these days on AM970TheAnswer.com. It's an honor and a privilege to bring to the airwaves Congressman Steve Scalise, representing Louisiana's 1st District, House Majority Leader, kind enough to take the time with you and I this morning. Congressman, welcome back to the show. Always awesome to have you with us, sir.
Joe, my friend, always great to be back with you. How you been?
You know what? By the grace of God, Steve Scalise, it's all good. But I'm just bummed at what's happening. Thank you for your fight down there. Israel's being attacked. In our lifetime, Steve Scalise, did you ever think a Holocaust on October 2023, again, you know, October 7th? And sometimes I think you and the Republicans, and I stand, we always talk about this, I'm an independent, former Democrat, but I am appalled that the Democrats are not standing up for Israel like they should be, Steve Scalise. And thank you and the Republicans for doing exactly that, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, and it's, you know, it's something I never thought I would see either. I mean, you know, when I came to Congress, you know, both sides, Republican and Democrat alike, always stood together with Israel. It was,
yeah,
it was one of those things that is, you know, there's the big fights and the, you know, the kind of the things that have become more and more partisan, and even securing the border has become partisan, which is crazy. We should all want to secure the border, but to support, yeah, Israel, you know, you go back to the founding of Israel in 1948. I mean, our country was there to really help and make sure the rest of the world sees that moment to create the Jewish state of Israel. And now, you know, when they're under attack, especially, can you imagine, you know, when your friend is in a fight, that's when you have your friend's back. You can sort it out later, you know, who's right, who's wrong, you that's know, right. But to question your friend in the middle of the fight and literally decide with the other guy who's took the first swing at your friend, that's what we're seeing right now with the President Biden literally saying, hey, Israel, y'all need a ceasefire. Well, a ceasefire ended on October 7th when Hamas, using tunnels and other methods, came in and barbarically murdered people in Israel, took hostages. They still have over 130 hostages, including some American citizens. And to be talking about a ceasefire, you should be having that talk with Hamas, which is, by the way, a terrorist organization funded by Iran. And then to see Iran directly shoot rockets and missiles at Israel, not even using their proxies like Hamas and Hezbollah, but directly shooting these themselves from Iranian soil. And again, President Biden tells Prime Minister Netanyahu, don't respond.
Yeah.
Could you imagine,
yeah,
if America,
yeah,
was attacked,
exactly,
by a foreign,
exactly,
nation? And
yep,
our friends call us up and say, hey, don't respond.
Yeah.
You know what,
yeah,
you do. I can't repeat it on the air, Joe, what you would tell them. But, you know, but I mean, again, why are they doing that? So I reached out to Prime Minister Netanyahu, and he and I spoke yesterday and just expressed our support. There are a lot of people who have Israel's back, and I'm sure he doesn't see that all the time because he's under siege. He's got people all around him that want to eviscerate him from the face of the earth.
Yeah.
You know, they're at war. They're trying to eviscerate, yeah, Hamas. Iran's,
yeah,
coming after,
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
And then he's got to worry about what the United States president's going to do. And I said, look, you're going to see on the floor this week a whole lot of bills that show that the United States, at least the House of Representatives, has Israel's back. We are standing up against Iran, and we're standing up in support of Israel and the right to self-defense. And you're seeing that this whole week with all the bills we have on the House floor.
I know you can't break confidences, Steve. You and me, we're Italian. We don't really talk. We know how to keep our mouth closed, you know. But talking to Bibi Netanyahu, if I may ask, sir, did he display any frustration with this administration? Can you reveal that on the air, Congressman?
I'll just say this. I'll just say that he truly appreciated the support that we're showing, because as you can imagine, you know, when you're getting it from all sides, you know, you start wondering, you know, do I have any friends left?
Exactly.
You know, is anybody willing to stand up with
yep.
us?
Yeah.
And I told him, you absolutely do. You've got a lot of friends and you're going to see the votes. I mean, you know, the one thing about votes on the House floor, Joe, is yeah. that you can't hide. You got to yeah. vote yes or no. You got to pick a side.
Yeah.
On days
yeah.
like this, you've yeah. got to, are you for Israel or against Israel? Are you for Hamas or against Hamas? These should be really easy questions. And right now they're not for some people. But those people are going to have to pick a side this week, where they literally have to press a button. And so, you know, for someone like Bibi, I said, you're going to be able to watch the votes this week, Prime Minister, and you're going to be able to see who really does stand with you when times are tough. I don't
yeah.
need friends when everything's great. You know, we all love friends. We love hugging people. You and me again, we're Italian. We, you know, but when somebody's coming after you, that's when
yeah.
you know who your friends are. And frankly,
yeah.
you shouldn't have to ask. Usually your friends are the ones that reach out to you when times are tough. And I've been through a lot of tough times, and my phone would blow up from friends saying, hey, I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you. You
yeah.
sure don't want your friends to be walking away from you when times are tough.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted him to know that he's got a lot of friends, more than he knows. And you know, sometimes you only hear about the bad, and, you know, you're seeing the president saying, hey, you got to do this and you got to do that. Trying to dictate things to a man who's trying to preserve his country. Literally, the fate of Israel is that
yeah.
was on the line, and you know, we've got his back, and a lot more people, I think, around this country have his back than he realizes, and he'll see some of that this week.
And not to make it political, but just for a moment, if I may, I get so upset with my Democrat friends, my former colleagues, my Democratic friends, who are Jewish, and then they vote. They will not vote. You know, they'll vote still Democratic. And the Democrats, when you have Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, and you have the whole squad so anti-Israel. And I say to my Jewish buddies who are to this day, Steve Scalise, you and I, you know, we got friends for like ever. And that is a beautiful thing. I go, how could you vote the other way? But they still blindly vote Democrat when you got the head in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, not really. And everybody knows that in New York, you know, but by the way, Senator Schumer has done some nice things for some of the community in New York. I mean, you have to give credit where it's due, but he doesn't back Israel the way you're backing Israel. It's very frustrating in that regard, sir.
Yeah, and you know, Chuck was out there a couple of weeks ago calling for
yes,
Israel
yes.
to replace their leader in the middle of a war. Could you imagine if the head of one of the major, you know, major elements of a different country that's an ally of America
yeah.
in time of war called for us to change our leadership?
Yes.
And you saw right after Schumer did that, the opposition party to Bibi came out and said, keep your ideas to yourself. You know, we're going to take care of our own business, and we support our leadership. And, you
yeah.
know, and this is the opposition party to Bibi that stood by Bibi. You know, I mean, your allies ought to be standing by you, too.
Yeah.
And so that's where, you know, you expect the squad
yeah.
to go south
yeah.
on something like this. But, you know, there's some other people that have been feeling the pressure of the squad and making some really bad decisions and walking away from Israel at the time of most need.
Yeah.
You know, at the time of war, when they're under attack, and again, who was the aggressor? Who started this? You know, and let's get to basics. Because, I mean, it seems like some people forget the basics. You know, if you're in a fight, it's we can go to instant replay now, Joe. You know, we don't have to wonder who started this. I mean,
yeah.
this was Hamas,
yeah.
which is a terrorist organization backed by Iran, that
yeah.
started this. They initiated, they ended the ceasefire on October 7th. And these people that are saying, oh, let's have a ceasefire. And, you know, and by the way, river to the sea, you know, you're seeing these chants, death to Israel and death to America. They say
yeah.
it the same way in the same
yeah.
breath. And, you know, in Michigan, you saw that rally the other day, you know, and you had some people, the president from the White House wouldn't even denounce it.
That's right.
So you got somebody on American soil saying death to America, and you're
that's
the president
right.
of the United States, and you can't say that's wrong because you're worried about how Michigan's going to vote in a presidential race. For God's sake, You lost a lot of votes in Michigan just by waffling on that. And so this is what's going on, and it's people are scratching their heads all around the country saying, do we have leaders in our country that don't even stand up for America, let alone our friends like Israel?
That's so true.
And they're questioning it, and they're going to hold people accountable who don't stand on the right side of history.
And when we look back at the Abraham Accords, I don't want to keep you too long, Steve Scalise. You've been so gracious with your time, but I could talk to you for hours about this because very, very disconcerting what's happening. And it's nice to see you standing fast and strong, Mr. Leader, the way you're doing it. But with Israel, where can they got to turn to us. Now we have to fund a lot to Israel. Correct me if I'm wrong, Congressman, because everybody from China to North Korea to Russia and Iran, they all seem to get weapons and all the weapons they need, whether it's 300 missiles and drones to attack Israel. Does Israel have that capability because they are so closed off on a world stage and in a world market? Are we really, the United States, the only people that can help fund Israel so they have weapons to defend themselves, sir?
We're not the only ones, but there are not that many. And if you look at, you know, what happened the other night, I mean, you know, first of all, the drones, Iran is providing Russia with drones right now.
Yep.
You know, so you have this unholy alliance between Russia, China, Iran. All the bad actors are joining together because they see weakness in the United States. And so it hurts our allies. Our friends around the world are at greater risk because we have a weak president. But if you look at what happened in Israel, it was Iran taking those same drones and shooting drones and missiles into Israel. And so you had a number of countries. The United States was involved. You know, we had fighter jets. We had some of our destroyers that
yes.
were shooting down the
yep.
drones and missiles.
Yep.
The United Kingdom, France, and Jordan, I'll give them credit too, were all involved. But Israel, of course, was there as well. So there are a lot of countries that have been helping Israel. Israel provides a lot of their own defenses. But the United States, through the David Sling, Iron Dome, some of the great weapon systems, that
yeah.
is American
yeah.
technology partnering up with Israel. I've been out there. I've been to Israel. I've seen the Iron Dome system in operation, in an incredibly sophisticated weapon system that we develop here in the United States and then sell to Israel. And it saves lives. I mean, it saves lives every day. It surely saved lives in this last attack over the weekend. It's why they didn't have, luckily, any deaths, because they were able to shoot down over 99% before they even got onto the onto land. In Israel, but this is every day they're under attack, and you know, how do you have a ceasefire when you have people that are all around you that want to eviscerate you from the face of the earth? You've got to be in a constant state of defense, and that's where they are. But they're going to defend themselves. They have a right to self-defense, and we ought to back that right to self-defense.
And we appreciate that, Congressman Steve Scalise. And just, I have to make a point, sir, if I may. In the previous administration, with the Abraham Accords, Robert Greenway is on the show in yeah. just a little bit, one of the architects of the Abraham Accords, a Nobel Prize-worthy initiative during the Trump administration, which you backed 1,000%. And I think that's, Jordan did step up, and some other countries did step up because yeah. of the work done in the last administration with the Abraham Accords. We were at peace. Steve Scalise, we were at peace. Look where we were then. Look where we are now. And I get so upset with everybody in New York, the way they're going after Donald Trump. And it's almost beyond Donald Trump, Steve Scalise. It's almost just the way they're just doing these political takedowns. Look where we were then. You guys, you had us at peace back in the last administration. And now the world is imploding. So I just want to, thank you for standing strong in this crazy political environment, Steve Scalise. You know, you don't forget your roots. You're a proud Italian. By the way, if I can just pivot for 2 seconds, I'm with the National Italian American Foundation. I will be your humble master of ceremonies on Thursday at Cipriani's. You are invited, front and center, sir. I know you're very busy, but you're so welcome to come up here, Steve, and say hi to all your Italian friends for the New York. This is the New York gala for the National Italian American Foundation.
Well, it'll be a packed house, especially if Joe Piscopo is hosting. It'll be a wonderful celebration of our culture. I mean, we have a great culture. We're so proud of our heritage. And, again, Italians, loving people. I mean, just people that love sharing and giving back to the community. But we love our culture and our heritage, as so many others do. I mean, we ought to be able to celebrate it. And stand with those people. Like, I was there in the White House when President Trump negotiated and helped reached a peace for those Abraham Accords, which were historic. You know, any other president probably would have gotten a Nobel Peace Prize. Let's be honest about it.
That's right.
But because it was Donald Trump and there are people that just hate him personally, they never acknowledged what that meant to the world. I mean, to have non-contiguous nations that are non-contiguous with Israel sign peace accords was historic. And there were more coming, by the way. There were other countries in the Middle East that wanted to get involved and be a part of that. And Joe Biden could have picked up on that and literally could have walked in. You know, got more of those countries involved, and instead he went the other direction, and he started showing hostility towards Israel. And look, the bad actors around the world see that weakness. They see that opening. And when you create daylight between the United States and Israel, the people that come to fill that void are not going to be other friends of ours. They're going to be bad countries like Iran.
Yeah.
And again, Iran's proxies are Hezbollah and Hamas, terrorist organizations. They say you judge it by the friends you keep. That's their friends. That's who they fund with the money they make from their oil that they're selling on world markets. One of the bills we're bringing this week is to reimpose sanctions on Iran. They shouldn't be able to get free rein to the world markets to sell their oil and make billions of dollars, virtually billions, over $60 billion Iran's pocketed since Joe Biden's become president because he eased sanctions on them. Why would you want to make it easier for Iran to put money in their pocket when they use that money to go fund terrorist activity that goes after American allies like Israel and America? They'll come after us too. This is insanity.
It's so true. Congressman, you bring solace to us this morning. I can't tell you how inspiring you are, Steve Scalise. Proud to know you. Thank you for making the Italian American community so very, very proud. Godspeed, Steve Scalise, and please come back when you can, sir.
God bless you, Joe. Look forward to seeing you again in person, my friend.
Yes, sir. Right back at you. Thank you. God bless you, too. Congressman Steve Scalise, representing Louisiana's 1st District, House Majority Leader, all-around great guy, American hero. And if you heard everything that the congressman was kind enough to spend a good time with us on the radio this morning about, there are things being done. And he's taken the initiative to do it. So don't despair. Sometimes I get so frustrated, and I say, how is that unfolding? And, you know, they not talk to Congressman Scalise, and there's good folks down there. They are good folks down there, and Steve Scalise is front and center. Andy McCarthy is going to explain to us what's going on in New York. You shake your head like I am watching the news, and President Trump in another courtroom. I can't figure it out. Andy will break it down for us. 722, and Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhaime this morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
No change. Sunny skies, 55. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side in effect. Inbound George 30 for the upper 20 at the lower. The Lincoln is 30. The Holland 30 from the Turnpike. 40 from 1 and 9. Crash on the northbound Gowanus at 7th Avenue is gone. Hey, good news in New Jersey. A debris spill quickly cleared off 78 eastbound near exit 48 for Route 24. Just a reminder, Northeast Corridor, limited service in both directions between Trenton and Rahway due to an issue in Metuchen. Very slow on the New York State Thruway southbound from 14A to midspan on the Tappan Zee. Checking your forecast for today, sunny skies with a high of 71 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, 51 degrees in the city. Wednesday, morning clouds give way to afternoon rain on Wednesday with a high of 63. Thursday, rain in 52. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Navage. With each breath, allergens, germs, and viruses get trapped in your nose. Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. Join our sister station, WMCA, for the upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the tri-state area. Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. Invite your pastor. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast featuring yours truly. Enjoy music led by the CCC worship leaders and get gift bags, ministry awards, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor Ahar Bernard. This is a unique opportunity community to come together as church and ministry leaders to inspire one another to press on. WMCA thanks you for your faithfulness to the calling, so don't miss this opportunity for encouragement. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information or to reserve your tickets, go to WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
It's another busy day with multiple earnings reports. Johnson & Johnson will reveal how it's holding up under lingering worries about lawsuits accusing its talc of having caused cancer. J&J no longer uses talc in its products. United Health Group also reports. Morgan Stanley, PNC Financial Services, Northern Trust, and Bank of America also release quarterly numbers today. Ken Leon, Research Director at CFRA, sees encouraging comments coming from BOA.
Bank of America, Brian Moynihan, CEO, will speak about the strength of the consumer.
Also today, we'll get another update on the housing market, the number of groundbreakings, housing starts, and building permits in March. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaks today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-353-2973 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-353-2973. That's 800-353-2973. What do you have to lose? Call 800-353-2973. Again, 800-353-2973.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Andy McCarthy standing by in a second. I want to tell you, if I may, about InfuCare Rx and our good friend Devin Patel, founder and CEO. I know the good folks at InfuCare Rx. This is a community I'm very familiar with. It's a leading nationwide specialty infusion pharmacy provider for patients with complex conditions. So if you're currently in need of infusion services like IV, sub-Q infusions, InfuCare Rx can come to your house. Check it out. I know for my daughter Olivia, you know, they will come to your house and you can get an infusion, saline, whatever it is, immunoglobulin, so state-of-the-art. And all the good folks at InfuCareRx are so caring, and patients of InfuCareRx have access to their full clinical team via phone and digital access all year long, 24/7. You speak with your doctor, okay? See if you're a candidate for the safe and convenient at-home infusion services of InfuCareRx. I've seen this firsthand. It's amazing. To review the services, go to InfuCareRx.com, InfuCareRx.com. It's InfuCareRx, improving quality of life one patient at a time.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Andy McCarthy, kind enough to take time. He will be busy, oh my goodness gracious, all day long, but kind enough to jump on the air with us, contributing editor at National Review, fellow at the National Review Institute, Fox News contributor, former assistant U.S. attorney. Andy, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning, my friend.
Joe, it's my pleasure. Great to be with you.
Well, I get so frustrated, you know. It was great. We had Congressman Scalise on, and Steve's doing such a great job down there in Washington, you know. And then, because I watch what unfolds, and I shake my head and go, how did we get here? And then when you – that's why we appreciate you coming on, because when you explain that what's happening is bizarre, that it's not us – you make us feel sane because it's like, but you understand it legally. And if you, and if someone in your formidable position, Mr. McCarthy, if you think it's nuts, you really make a layman like myself feel better, because it, isn't this third world? Isn't this Stalin-esque what's happening with Trump in court? We're trying, and we still don't know why he's in court, Andy. Well, help us. Help us out, my friend, please.
It's so crazy. I mean, you have a situation where you have a prosecutor who's best known for not prosecuting. You know, he won't prosecute. And here he's taking something that's unserious and turned it from, at best, a single misdemeanor into 34 felonies, which is like completely the opposite of what he does. And without embarrassment, he's done it. The only way this makes sense is that it's a political prosecution. They're not even hiding that. I mean, they're not even, of course, if you ask them, they would deny that they were doing it, but they're not really denying it much. This case would only ever be brought against Trump. But you know, Joe, you asked me about how crazy things are.
Yeah.
When I was on yesterday, I was trying to explain to people that, yesterday was a very historic day because it's the start of the trial, right? We've never had a trial against a former American president, much less one who's the de facto nominee the next time around.
Yeah.
But I'm telling people, you know, it's jury selection. Nothing happens during jury selection. It's not going to be, you know, as far as news goes. So I'm on, and there's a split screen. And on one side of the screen, there's like the front of the courthouse where Trump is. And on the other side, there's these Hezbollah-carrying, flag-waving guys rioting across the Brooklyn. Well, I guess they wouldn't say they were rioting, but they're like, you know, they're demonstrating on behalf of a terrorist organization on the Brooklyn Bridge. And so I said, Martha McAllister said to me yesterday on the air, Andy, what is your reaction to this? And I said, you know, 30 years ago, and I hate saying that, Joe, it just makes us so old, but 30 years ago, in a courthouse that's like a two-minute walk from where the Hezbollah demonstration was, I played a tape for the jury. And they had everything was in Arabic, so we had to read it to them as transcripts of the blind sheikh giving one of his fiery speeches.
Yeah.
And the thing that he said, and I'll never forget this because of the way the jury reacted, he said, if the battalions of jihad did three or four operations like was done to the Americans in Beirut, the United States would leave the region with their tail between their legs or you know, something along those lines. And what he was talking about, obviously, was the Hezbollah operation in which 241 American Marines were killed in the early 1980s. Yeah. And back in those days, so our trial was 1995, it was still powerfully implanted, I think, on the consciousness of people that these guys had mass slaughtered American troops. And the jury audibly gasped. Like, there were people in the jury who went, like, they couldn't believe anybody would be that blatant to say what we need to do to the Americans is more of what we did to what Hezbollah did to them. And I sat there yesterday just wondering, how do we go from 30 years ago, the jury gasping at the thought of people encouraging Hezbollah, to having a pro-Hezbollah demonstration
Look at that.
2 minutes away. I mean, what has happened here?
What an astute observation with Martha. She does a great job, by the way, Martha McCollum. Did you say that on the air? Did you say that on the air to Martha?
Yeah.
Like, how weird this, you know, thank you for saying that. Maybe it is because as you get older, you figure people are going to learn. Andy, they don't learn. And it's like, and then the press, guys. That's why you speak your mind, Andy McCarthy. And whether you like somebody, you don't like many people, you don't hide it. You don't do it. That's politically savvy. You speak, and we appreciate that. But the other side, I don't know if it's the other side, people in the mainstream media that we call it, the legacy media, whatever you want to call it, they won't admit their mistakes. And they're just blindly throwing this whole thing out, this whole trial out, like it's Trump and bad Trump. And they want, as a matter of fact, when everything's unfolding, you know, when Israel's being bombed by Iran. Listen to this one, Andy. And then what did I see on CNN in the graphic in the right hand lower corner? You know, they had Trump trial coming up. You know, they couldn't stand it. They had to put something about Trump in there. Oh my gosh. But walking through, who's going to be an objective juror? Will they ever get a full jury that is objective, Andy McCarthy?
Yeah, well, we'll see how objective they are. I always worry in these trials, Joe, it's easy to identify people who don't want to have anything to do with it, or will tell you that, you know, and most people are pretty honest this way. They'll say, you know, I don't like this guy, or sometimes they say, I don't like the government. But one way or the other, they can't be fair. And at least they'll tell you, which I appreciate, even if you don't like the attitude, that they feel like they have to tell you is a good thing. What I always worry about is like the, you know, I think they had some of this in the O.J. Simpson trial. But you always worry about the people who really want to be on the jury, you know, and they'll say whatever they think they have to say to get
out.
I'm not worried about the people who were trying to get out of, anyone who's trying to get out of jury service in a big trial, I want them out. I don't want them in the case.
But if
they're really trying to get on, those are the people you worry about, because they think this is their ticket to stardom. You know, they'll be on television and they'll write a book and, that's what I worry about. But can you get a jury? You know, in our case, it took a month to get a jury.
Wow.
And the thing is, you don't want people who don't know anything about the case. Like, everybody thinks, like, you have to get people who are completely, like, a blank slate and they haven't got a view. And that's not what you want, because, like, just to compare it to the case I did back when, it was fairly notorious terrorist acts, right? If you hadn't heard that the World Trade Center got bombed, we didn't want you on the jury. It would mean you've been living under a rock and you're a weirdo, right? So we don't, you know. But what you want is people who are reasonably well-informed. That's fine.
Yeah.
And they don't have to like anyone. The issue is, can they be fair and objective? And those people do exist in New York. I think I told you last time we talked, I like New York juries. I think, you know, not every New Yorker, no matter what, like the New York Times would make you believe, not every New Yorker is a gender studies professor at Columbia. You know, they're actually, we have like pretty sensible people in
gender
New York
studies. Oh man,
but
you know what?
They're gonna like this case.
Yeah, you know, and we got to let you go. Darn it. I'm just getting started. Andy McCarthy, kind enough to join us. But we got to read from the National Review, the legal doctrine that may be Trump's best defense in Bragg's hush money case. Just for a second, before we do let you go on to your busy day, Andy McCarthy, what do you think his best defense would be, Donald Trump, quickly, if I may, sir?
Yeah, I think if he's entitled under New York law to have the jury instructed that they could convict him of the misdemeanor and not the felony. I'm not saying he has to say he's guilty of it, but he can make that argument that, you know, at best this is a misdemeanor. And if the jury were to convict him only on the misdemeanor and not the felony, then the case has to get thrown out, because the misdemeanors at the statute of limitations should have been thrown out, you know, 3 years ago.
Andy, listen, please come back when you can. Great. We're just getting started. Here we go. Andrew McCarthy, thank you so much for always a vital chat, my friend.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care. Andy McCarthy right there. We'll be watching. 7:38, Joe on the radio. And, you know, Angelo Vivolo is going to join us. It's the 500th anniversary of Giovanni da Verrazzano's arrival to New York. And we're going to celebrate that tomorrow in Battery Park City. This is big news. Nicole Parker is with us. KT McFarlane is with us. We got a great show for you. Ray Kelly as well. And Robert Greenway, one of the architects of the Abraham Accords, Tom Del Baccaro. So stay tuned. Al's got the headline news right now on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
56 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The NYPD cracking down on illegal street vendors in Jackson Heights, Queens. Local lawmakers say they're hurting many immigrant-owned businesses that operate legally. Police say the stretch of Roosevelt Avenue between 91st and 82nd Streets has the highest concentration of illegal street vendors. There have been numerous complaints that many street vendors don't have the proper permits. Some may be selling counterfeit merchandise. Dozens of police officers in the area Monday checking up on street vendors. Police confiscated hundreds of items, including food and clothing. Former President Donald Trump scheduled to make a campaign trip to Wildwood next month. The New Jersey Globe reporting the May 11th event will be what's called a beachfront campaign rally in the Cape May County community. The Globe reports the former president making the trip at the invitation of Congressman Jeff Van Drew. The congressman is Trump's New Jersey campaign chairman. Former president held a campaign rally at the Wildwood Convention Center 4 years ago after Van Drew switched political parties. In sports, Islanders back in the postseason. They topped the Devils 4-1. The Rangers have clinched the President's Trophy. Blue Shirts securing the top spot in the NHL standings after shutting out the Ottawa Senators 4-0. They'll have home ice throughout the playoffs. The Yankees have dropped 2 in a row. They fell to the Blue Jays 3-1, and the Mets have won back-to-back games. They doubled up the Pirates by the final of 6-3. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Sunny skies, 55. What's going on? We have the answer. Just a reminder, Northeast Corridor, limited service in both directions between Rahway and Trenton. That is due to Amtrak overhead wire issues in Metuchen. Now to the roads. Alternate side in effect, inbound George 30 at the upper 20, at the lower the Lincoln is 30. Holland 30 from the Turnpike, 40 from 1 and 9. No incidents on the Garden State Parkway, though a problem in Union. Local lanes of 78 westbound at exit 49 for 124, left lane accident. New York State Thruway southbound jammed, 14A to midspan on the Tappan Zee. Greenwich accident, 95 northbound at exit 2, the right lane out. Really bad car fire, LIE eastbound at Route 111, only 2 lanes now getting by. Checking your forecast for today, nice sunny with a high of 71. Tonight mostly clear, 51. Wednesday morning clouds giving way to afternoon rain. Wednesday's high 60. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Route 22 Toyota. Thanks, Susie. Angelo Bibolo, you don't want to miss. He's coming up next. Let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota. I'm going to give you a number. They got unbelievable deals in this Grand Slam event right now. So I'm going to give, look at this, low 1.99% APR financing up to 72 months. Is that unbelievable? Zero down leases. I said zero down leases. 1.99% APR financing. Here's the number for Alex Kinsella, 973-705-8905. $79 per month on some leases. Look at, check this out at Route 22 Toyota, offering unbelievable lease deals. 973-705-8905. Call Alex and the team and let them show you how easy it is to get you into a new Toyota during their Grand Slam event. 973-705-8905. You speak with someone from Route 22 Toyota about your favorite Toyota model. And remember, everybody drives thanks to their goal of 100% credit approval. Going on right now during the Grand Slam event where you can save big on your next Toyota. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or Route22Toyota.com.
Happy birthday.
Hey, take a look outside.
No way! An electric bike? Can I take it for a ride?
We have a car versus electric bike crash on Main Street. Victim is a 17-year-old male and unresponsive. No sign of helmet use.
Don't let your gift become your grief. Work together. Learn about controlling an e-bike and operating it safely before they ride. Wear a helmet. Be careful in traffic. Slow down and follow the rules of the road. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and my friend and colleague Mike Gallagher on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. An incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July weekend. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska over pristine water, all while celebrating America's past and future. June 29th to July 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or go to PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Speaking of Patriots, thank you, Dr. Gorka. That is going to be a fun cruise with Mike Gallagher and Seb Gorka. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, speaking of being patriotic, has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our country and their communities that are all throughout the United States of America. People who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. You know, they fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home fall on tough times and become homeless? How about that? Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno, you know what? Firefighter Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire where he left behind his wife and young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. So please join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of American heroes, the families of first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. It's T2T.org. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And please go here for $11 a month. That's all we ask at T, the number 2, and then T.org.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
So Angela Vivolo is a real hero in the Italian-American community, president of the Columbus Heritage Foundation and the National Columbus Education Foundation, and a board member of the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Angela, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Hey. Joe, it's always great to be with you, and especially to celebrate the accomplishments of a great Italian. So I'm here to talk about the Italian-American Leadership Forum. It's a group of the five major Italian organizations in the country, Columbus Citizens Foundation, NIAF, which I will see you on Thursday at that celebration.
Oh, yeah.
Sons and Daughters of Italy in America, Unico, and NOIA. These are great organizations. We work together. And we're together tomorrow to celebrate the 500th anniversary of a great accomplishment by Verrazzano, by Giovanni da Verrazzano, who 500 years ago tomorrow had explored the New York Harbor, and he did it 85 years before Henry Hudson did. So you know, wow. We're here. Yeah, so we want to celebrate that great accomplishment. That's what we're going to be doing tomorrow downtown at Battery Park, right at the statue. So we invite everybody who's in that area, come on down at noon tomorrow and to join us in this great celebration.
This is great. God bless you for doing that, man, because this was epic. You forget about the Italians that came over and gave so much to this great country, Verrazzano being front and center in that regard, Angelo Vivolo. And it's been 500 years. And then you think about the country being named after Amerigo Vespucci, you know, another Italian that's the whole country's named after that. So give us the significance of Giovanni di Verrazzano in the history of New York City. I mean, people just forget. They go, you know, it's a Verrazzano Bridge, but the significance and the courage of this guy, huh?
Absolutely. We were lucky with the bridge. John LaCorte, may rest in peace, he was the leader to get that done, to get the Verrazzano Bridge, to get the Narrows Verrazzano Bridge named many, many years ago, as you know. So, we want to celebrate the positive. We want to celebrate the great accomplishments of Italian Americans, just like you, Joe, because God bless you. You're always in our corner. You're always supporting Italian Americans. Hey, this Thursday at NIAF, once again, you're going to be the MC, and God bless you for doing all of that.
But you know, it's good.
It's an honor and a pleasure to know you.
Angelo, thank you so much, and you always give me accolades on the stage. It's going to be a great event with all the Italian Americans, and now we're together more than ever. I think because when they threatened to take the Columbus Columbus statue down, when it's celebrating after the mass lynching of those Sicilian Americans in New Orleans in 1891, next year that statue went up. It means so much to us. It brought us together, but it takes gentlemen like yourself, Angelo Vivolo, to really keep it together. I know people, it's hard to believe, but sometimes it's hard to get all the Italians together on the same page and to be able to. You're doing it though, my brother. You're doing it. Tell us about the Education Foundation and what your goals are, sir.
Well, in the Education Foundation, we just want to get the truth known. You know, in the Columbus Heritage Coalition, for example, our motto is "Drop the hate and seek the truth." We just want people to know the truth about especially about Columbus, because there's so many lies out there. You know, yeah, I always say you say a lie enough times, people believe it to be the truth, yeah. And that's been the problem.
Yeah.
But we're speaking up, just as you said, Joe. The Italian American community is together. we're together. We want to make sure that we don't want to be marginalized. We want people to understand that we are great citizens of this great country and great, very grateful to be that. So that's what we do, and that's what, when we talk about celebrating some of these great Italians, it's not only Italians that should be celebrating them, it should be all Americans, because
right.
I believe, for example, Columbus Day is an American holiday. It's not
that's
only
right.
an Italian holiday. But in general, tomorrow's the big day for us. We're doing this big anniversary celebration tomorrow at Battery Park, and we want as many people in that area to come down, say hello, and hear a few people speak. We've got the Council General of Italy coming down. We have enough compliment to the New York City Parks and Recreation Department, Susan Donahue, the commissioner, who's been so collaborative with this effort. And we also, out of respect for the French, because Giovanni da Verrazzano flew under the French, not flew, excuse me, his voyage was under the French flag. We're having the Council General of France there out of respect. So it's going to be a great day.
Huge.
I really appreciate, Joe, you giving me this opportunity to speak to your audience and to invite them to this great event tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 12 noon, down at, and where's the exact location right there, Angelo?
Right there, Battery Park. Battery Park.
Great. Yeah. And we'll be talking about it Thursday with all of the folks from all around the world celebrating, the Italians everywhere at the National Italian American Foundation event, the New York Gala. Angelo, you do so much for us. God bless you for being such a proud Italian and leading the way, my friend. Proud to know you, Angelo. And I tell you, and you know what? Great to see you at Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm just saying, my friend.
Oh, we gotta go back to see Fred.
Thank you for all you do, and look forward
to seeing you soon.
Godspeed, Angelo. Thank you so much. That's tomorrow, 12 noon, Battery Park City, celebrating Giovanni di Verrazzano. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 751, and Susie Cerrone, another Italian. There you go. On the roads, checking traffic for Debbie Duhame on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
55 degrees, sunny skies. What's going on? We have the answer. Just a reminder, big issue with New Jersey Transit this morning. Northeast Corridor rail service, limited service in both directions, Trenton to Rahway, due to Amtrak overhead wire issues by Metuchen. Now to the roads, alternate side in effect, inbound George, 30 at the upper, 20 for the lower. The Lincoln is 40, a stall quickly cleared by the South Tube. The Holland 30 from the Turnpike, 40 from 1 and 9. New Jersey, the accident cleared off 78 west at exit 49. That was in the local lanes. New York State Thruway southbound jammed 14A to midspan on the Tappan Zee. Bad accident in Greenwich, 95 north at exit 2, the right lane out. And still a mess on the LIE eastbound approaching 111. You've got two right lanes out. That's an investigation of an earlier car fire this morning. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you so much for those of you giving to our effort with Food for the Poor to try to feed those who are hungry in the 17 poorest countries here in the Western Hemisphere. And why there? Because that's where Food for the Poor works. Anitra Parmali is back with us from Food for the Poor. And Anitra, Food for the Poor has been doing this a long time.
We have for over four decades. And so we've perfected the lack of friction on your gift. We want to commit to you that your money is going to do the most good for a mother like Isabel. Isabel has only one prayer. She has done everything to try and feed her children, but it has been fruitless. She's unable to work. The price of food is skyrocketing. When your gift is communicated to her, when Isabel discovers that the weight of fear can roll off her back, I mean, it makes the hair on my neck stand up just to recognize the 180. Right now, a mother has no idea that you're about to say yes and decide to step into her life and the lives of her children with hope and with food for a year and a future. That's on the other side of your generous gift right now.
Can you be as generous as you can right now, friend? Isabel and other moms like her are going to find it incredibly encouraging that someone answered their prayer directly. Here's the phone number, 855-919-4673, 855-919-4673. And every gift you give right now will be matched. So twice as many children will be fed, twice as many mothers will be helped because you gave your gift right now. 855-919-4673 or go online to am970theanswer.com.
Listen to AM970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, telling you about Relief Factor. I always tell you about Relief Factor because I want you out of pain, and it works for me, and I think it'll work for you. And over a million people have tried Relief Factor, that quick start kit, you know, and nearly 70% go on to order more. So it's not simply about feeling better. It's about you living your life better. And I always tell you this. And I'm out there on the bike yesterday, man, and I'm by the grace of God, feeling great, you know? But I could not, the knee's not hurting, the shoulder's not hurting, the neck's not hurting, the back's not hurting, and I'm pain-free, and it's 100% drug-free Relief Factor that really works. You know, it helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. That's what Relief Factor does. Not like pills that simply mask your pain. So when I know, and the ingredients in Relief Factor, whether it's the omega-3, the oils, you know, turmeric or the resveratrol, I know that in a 100% drug-free way, I am stopping my pain, and I can live my life, and I want you to do the same thing. $19.95 will get you the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor, and you'll have a feel better or your money back guarantee. 800, the number 4, the word relief, 800-4-RELIEF. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. I think we can. You got to feel better, your money back guarantee. You got nothing to lose, as we say in New Jersey. Visit, please, relieffactor.com.
This weather report was sponsored by Esko Truck and Equipment. Whether it be purchase, lease, or rent, Esko Truck and Equipment has the right machine to improve your business, providing a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapac and Chicago Pneumatic, or handheld power tools from Steel, serving New York and New Jersey. Call 718-504-2600.
All right, Joe on the radio. Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, great day. Great call yesterday, man. That was a beautiful day. Cooling off a little bit today, yes?
A little, but still, it's going to be a fantastic day. Already looking very nice outside, a blue sky. The sun is starting to get higher and higher. 72 will be the high today for the city and inland areas. Long Island itself will stay in the 60s, but a great day nonetheless. As we go into tonight, clouds are going to increase. We'll be down to about 53, and then we have clouds and showers for tomorrow within a few degrees of 60, even cooler Thursday with rain and drizzle, and the high that day will be within a few degrees of 50, but because of a breeze, it's going to feel closer to 40, so it's going to definitely be a chill in the air. Beyond Thursday, we're back with the sunshine, possibly some showers late or even at night, and it's going to be back to about 60. So we have these varying temps, but it doesn't look like we're going to see the 70s for a little bit of time.
All right. Sounds great, Jeff. Good call. Appreciate it very, very much. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Watch Joe Sevilla. We'll know who that. Well, who, Joe? Go ahead. You know who that is?
He's stepped out of the room. I don't know who it is.
Of course he did. Maurice Chevalier. There's hip reference of 1958. What am I going to tell you? Every little breeze. It's French accent is nice. All right, Al, am I right? Huh? Isn't that a nice accent? That's a nice accent, Italian, you know? I like some of these accents, you know, some of these people with the accents.
Some of them are. You know, I love the German language, but the German language, nicety to the German language.
Nothing.
Pleasant. It's always.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Listen, and we're not prejudiced toward anybody.
No, but it's just, it's a very right in your face language.
You're exactly right. KT McFarland, she has the answers to world peace. And we will tell you those answers once again.
Another Italian.
That's right, Sicilian Italian. KT McFarland, Nicole Parker will join us as well. Colonel Kurt Schlichter, Commissioner Ray Kelly, Robert Greenway, and Tom Del Vaccaro. KT coming up on the radio live. Coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
56 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Following her gut instinct, a Jersey Shore toll collector says doing just that may have saved her life. Jessica Daly usually works as a toll collector on the Garden State Parkway, but not last Friday. Jessica said bad feelings kept waking her up, including a sense she was going to be in a car accident, so she called out of work. something she says she doesn't do often. A few hours later, a garbage truck slammed into the Barnegat Toll Plaza and into a collector's booth. That collector hospitalized with serious injuries. Jessica says she wept when she heard, praying for those involved and thanking God. She had that gut instinct. The owners of a popular tulip farm in Upper Freehold Township have made a public apology after a massive traffic jam on roads leading to their farm developed over the weekend. Holland Ridge Farms is the largest tulip farm on the East Coast. The traffic jam of tulip sightseers left some visitors stuck in their cars for hours. Some say they were stranded in their cars for 2 to 3 hours at the farm in Cream Ridge in Upper Freehold. Residents in New Jersey reporting they saw a bright fireball streaking across the sky this past weekend. NASA says it was a bright meteor that was spotted around 9 p.m. Saturday night. According to the American Meteor Society, this was the second meteor that was seen in the area since last Wednesday. One post on the NASA Meteor Watch Facebook page says the meteor was traveling at 38,000 miles per hour before disintegrating. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.